Ahoy hoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the internet's premier and thus far only podcast about the Sloppy Boys, the greatest rock band ever created.
Ow!
That voice you hear is my co-host, or the host, Tessa Brown.
Hello, hello.
That's fun. That was like...
Yeah. What was it like?
Like Eddie Murphy in... Yeah.
In what? Coming to America?
No, not in Coming to America.
Grown-ups?
Norbit.
No. How you dirt.
Yeah, it was like that. Holler, holler. Tessa, how was your week?
It's been pretty good. Definitely has not felt like fall. It's been very hot here in beautiful Sacramento. And there's also a trash fire across the highway from my work.
Is that a metaphor?
No. That's literally what happened.
Did you do it?
I am not at liberty to say.
We plead the fifth. Don't play this in court unless you're a judge and you want to learn more about the Sloppy Boys.
And you want to rock.
How have you been dealing? So we dropped our first episode last week.
Yeah.
To universal acclaim. We're shooting up the charts.
Yeah.
We're, I think, number 2,000 or something on Podomatic, which is a service I didn't even know existed. But now they host us. Thank you, Podomatic. How has your life changed with the fame of this podcast?
Yeah, well, the thing is, our Instagram account, at Sloppy Boys Noise, is up to, I think, about 6 followers now.
We know all of them personally.
Yeah, 2 of them are us. The other 4 are people that know us. I'm pretty sure they do not know the Sloppy Boys yet. So, shout out to our followers and our listener, Sarah Colbum.
That's not how you say her name. I will say we're doing much better on Twitter. I just follow. I tried to follow as many people as I could.
Okay.
And then I got the Twitter account locked because I followed too many people. But we're getting some good follow backs. We're almost to 100.
That's pretty, like, honestly, that's more than I got.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to our biggest fan. Please call into the show. Psychotic Demon, who retweeted our first episode link. Our only retweet as of yet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Honestly, anyone listening to this, if you want to call in and contribute to the show, just DM us.
Yeah.
We'll have you on.
Sure.
We don't know how to do Skype stuff, or at least I don't. We'll just put you on speakerphone.
I know how to do Skype stuff, but we don't know how to edit. So it just has to be one continuous take.
But that's an open, if anyone wants to call in, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought when this started, we get the Sloppy Boys on. Obviously, this is such a...
Yeah, Epi 2, Sloppy Boys.
Well, I mean, such a niche thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I respect that the Sloppy Boys aren't giving us any attention. They're retweeting people who just order a drink.
I know.
And say, like, Sloppy Boys.
Which, honestly, respect.
So, well, I mean, respect. But they're seeing the episodes and they're saying, no, not yet. We're going to wait until they get really good at this. But it's been a huge week for the Sloppy Boys.
What? Tell me. I don't know anything.
Fan Friday, which they unceremoniously canceled last week, is back. Fan Friday's back.
Fickle Fan Friday, though.
Well, we got to enjoy it while we have it.
Yeah, that's true.
Fan Friday is back.
Thank you.
If you're looking for me to explain Fan Friday more, I can't.
That's literally all we know.
It's a nebulous day where we get rights and privileges from the Sloppy Boys. They love their fans. Of which we are too, and we hope you are too.
Yes.
As well. Also, big news from the Sloppy Boys.
Yes.
T-shirts.
Yes! I was going to bring that up if you didn't bring it up.
I'm sorry. So, just forget what you just heard. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me interject with breaking news. T-shirts! Jesus. Yes, but t-shirts? What else do you got him? He got a lot of gas in his tank. Doobles.
All right, t-shirts.
we got t-shirts, text and no text.
Yeah, they had us vote on, the Sloppy Boys had their fans vote on text or no text, and they gave us both.
Oh, man. What'd you, Jack, you got to tell me, what'd you vote?
Text.
Same.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
That's so great.
Yeah.
But it's great that they made t-shirts. That's not what we asked for. We asked for turtlenecks and bucket hats.
You asked for a turtleneck. Oh, right. I asked for a nice crew neck sweatshirt. But that's okay. T-shirts, you know, we'll take what we get, baby.
Yeah, we will take what we get when we interview the Sloppy Boys and have them play at the Golden One Center.
Yes.
All of which will happen. I'm not giving up hope just because they won't acknowledge us as of yet.
Not yet, but you can't ignore us forever.
I'm thinking we'll get a big name guest on the show. Yeah. We'll get like a... someone in their orbit, like a Joe Saunders or something.
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. We're Patton Oswalt. Yeah.
You know.
Joe Saunders or Patton Oswalt.
Uh-huh.
One of them has a podcast about bread that I think you'd want to promote. One of them is Patton Oswalt.
Hmm.
I'll let you chew the math.
Chew the math?
Yeah. I didn't come up with that. It's a funny joke.
Oh.
All right. So, moving on. So... what is going on in this podcast? This is all things Sloppy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But every episode, we are going to go through a song from their debut album, Lifelong Vacation. And today's episode, last week was introduction. You know, you already listened to it.
I can't get into your phone.
You can get in my phone.
What is going on?
All right. And so this week, we're going through the first track on the album, Tom Collins. I think we have to talk a little bit to avoid, like, legal things.
Oh. Well, we're not getting spots. I sent up and on the back of the city next
to the sun. You gave a great buzz to me and my friends. Well, we're not sponsored yet.
Not sponsored. Do we pause when we want to say something?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking we play the whole song, but it's, like, 3 minutes.
How long is it? 3 minutes. And then Tom Collins is...
whoa. You got me drunk, man. You got me sloshed, dude. You got me tanked, Tommy. You got me plotto, buddy boy. Oh, you got me. Right where you want me. In the drunk tank. So it's Jefferson Denton on drums, Tim Kalpakis on vocals, and also shredding. Mike Hanford's on there, too.
Hanford.
Slip you a fiver for another screwdriver and leave a manjo tip for
a mint julep. If you know they love what to drink. I mean, I know you know what I mean. And if I ever meet Tom Collins, I'll kiss him on the lips. Ooh.
And squeeze his little hips.
Oh.
Do some twirls and dips. I think we can stop now. I think they should just listen to it themselves, yeah.
Okay, here's a nice
faded
out.
Yeah, faded it out real nice like a DJ would. It fucking sets the tone. What else can you effing say? These guys come out and make a statement.
Yeah. Well, it's also, anytime you can take a drink that is named after a man and then personify that.
Was that the full thought?
Yep. Anytime.
Okay. Like, is that good?
yes. Now, Jack, have you had a Tom Collins before?
Just once, just because I heard this song.
No, for real?
Yeah.
Where?
When I was in Pismo Beach.
Oh, whoa.
Wait. Without you, I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Have you had a Tom Collins?
What's in it? I'm not sure. What is it?
Well, why don't we look it up, since we're the experts.
Okay.
Just so I don't say something wrong.
Yeah, we're supposed to know.
But I will talk about this song, so everybody doesn't really know whether this whole band is a bit. When they went on Comedy Bang, nice. When they went on Comedy Bang Bang, no one was sure if it was a bit or not. And then they come out with a song that's just so well recorded, so good, right off the bat. Just fucking sets the tone. It's just, they fucking rock, man. It's just their energy and everything comes through in the song. Their lifestyle, their... and Tessa has totally stopped listening. I'm talking only to myself.
Sorry, I'm looking up the ingredients of a Tom Collins.
They're right there. We can all see them.
May I?
Yes, please.
We get freshly squeezed lemon
juice. Is this an ASMR thing now?
Sugar syrup. Old Tom Gin. That must be the namesake of the drink.
Real change up in how you're reading these.
Carbonated water.
Only Old Tom Gin got read like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it's a pretty simple drink.
Okay.
But no, that's good.
Thank you.
I don't think you need to get too complicated. So the main alcohol is gin. Right?
Yeah. What do you...
Sorry.
What do you think of it as a song, Tessa?
I think it's a fun song. This is one of my top Sloppy Boy songs. Just because I think it's very catchy. It has a good hook in terms of the whole... Tom Collins. Also, I have to say, as far as, like, I don't know, band branding goes, like, this is such an easy one for people to repost shit on social media. Like, drinks of, oh, I'm getting Tom Collins. Then they post it, and then guess what? They get a repost from the band.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a fucking repost from the band. No, yeah. We like them. We'll earn it. We'll earn it.
We'll earn it. And t-shirts.
I would say that this is a top 11 Sloppy Boys song for me, for sure.
Top 11?
Yeah.
How many songs have the Sloppy Boys put out?
On this album, there's 11, yeah.
Okay, so.
That is one of my favorite. I love Tim on the vocals.
Yeah.
Mike's great, too, but just Tim, you can feel that this song means something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the music video for this is incredible. It's so good. I've shown it to you before.
What is it? What are they doing? Are they dancing down the street, or is that a different song?
They start going down the street, and then they're on a porch, and then they're at a bar.
Mm.
Then, like, he's looking at a bunch of billiard balls, and then they're lemons. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah, watch it now. I mean, I'm sure you have, if you're willing to listen to this podcast.
Right, and we don't have the time up on this one, but in the time that you've been listening to this, you could have already... Oh, yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah.
Why is it going back to something? Oh, we're recording over. Because you moved something way down before.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Hopefully we're recording over that.
Oh, God. Well, we'll see if this episode comes out. Anyways, it's a super fun video. I'd recommend everyone watch it. Better lemon work than Beyonce's Lemonade.
No way.
Lemonade's a great thing, but you don't see that many lemons in it. This music video has better lemons in it. Better lemon work than Janzica Bravo's movie Lemon. With Brett Gelman.
Does that, tell me, does that film feature a lot of lemons?
Better lemon work than that one Volkswagen ad where they're like, it's a lemon.
Oh, because that's the way you call, like, a car that's not good.
Better lemon work than...
life.
Damn, meringue pie.
That's...
I'm sorry to swear.
Yeah, thank you. Also, okay, so can I say one of my favorite lines is definitely, if I ever meet Tom Collins, I'm going to kiss him on the lips and squeeze his little hips.
And do some twirls and dips.
I think that's just such a fun visual of just being like probably some old man, and also saying that he has little hips.
It's just interesting your mind went there, that he's old.
I mean, well... He has to be, right? I feel like Tom Collins has been around for generations.
I think that's a very astute observation by you. I think that's a really good example of these guys understand comedic structure. They understand rule of threes and timing and that. This song, not only is it good, it's hilarious.
Yeah, not only is it good, it's hilarious. And it's also...
It sounds way smarter when you say it.
But also it's good.
And it's hilarious.
And you know what? It's good.
And honestly, Zendaya is Michi.
Zendaya is Michi.
We both blew out the speakers for one
also
thing.
Also, sorry.
Mine was just for screaming.
I hope people are not listening to this weeks in the future, because that meme is no longer going to be cool.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious and good.
Yes.
But this song is good.
And hilarious.
Yeah, pattern. But Tom Collins, a fucking banger. We'll rank the songs and have our own track list, run list on the final episode. I'll reach out to Scott Aukerman, see if he wants to do a track listing too. Yeah. I'd imagine he won't.
Well, don't know that.
We'll do both those things, but I gotta tell you, not to tip my hand too much, I think this is pretty good placement for where this song is on the album. It's a great statement of purpose.
You have to just be able to, like, jump into it.
Bless you.
That's
if we could get
I
that
feel.
More on mic next time.
I turned away.
No, I know. I want it more on mic.
Oh, you want it more on the mic?
I think it would be funnier. Could you start getting ready for Tessa's time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here. Got it.
Yeah, Tom Collins, great song. And guys, pipe up in the comments or whatever.
Yeah, pipe up in the comments of this.
We're on Apple Podcasts.
iTunes.
I know, I can't believe that that's like...
Yeah, we're on iTunes. They accepted us.
Yeah, so someone's getting fired.
Yeah, someone... And how many listens do we have? Did we already say that?
I know that... I didn't check again, but we had 41 downloads the last time I checked on Podomatic. That's just through Podomatic.
And like, what does that mean and who's doing that?
I don't know. I know we're not going to get on Google Play because it was too hard for me to figure out. I think we might have applied for Spotify, but I don't know if we did. We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher Premium?
Stitcher.
Stitcher? I hardly know her.
Nice.
Okay, let me get up.
Yeah, while you're pulling up Tessa's time, which that's my bad. I should have had you pull it up before him. Boy, it'd be great to just be able to edit this out.
It's up.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay.
Well, to do the intro.
Okay.
Well, let's close it out. Tom Collins, what do you give it out of five?
Out of five what? Parties? No. Out of five beers? No. Cheers? No. Out of five...
Sounds like a damn NPR thing with all this vocal fry.
Out of five t-shirts. No?
No.
Okay. That was met with a blank stare. I thought I really had gotten it. Okay,
out of five t-shirts?
Out of five what? Are we doing stars? Do we just want to go to stars?
No, it should be something Slavy Boy centric.
I know. So what? Beers? Beers?
Yeah.
Guitar riffs?
Yeah, out of five riffs, what do you give this song?
For real? Is that what we're doing?
I'll probably change it every week because I'm not going to remember this.
That's fun. I'd give it a solid three and a half to four.
What the fuck are you downgrading it for?
Four out of five.
Why is it not five out of five?
Because I'm trying to think of like ones that get stuck in my head the most, and it's not this one.
Oh, so it's not like you're grading on a curve. You're not just saying that they can have multiple five out of five songs. There's only one five out of five song.
Yeah, I probably should have listened to the song before this episode too, like just to refresh.
Hey, and the people listening, you should listen to the song too.
Yes.
But now you're gonna listen to Tessa's time.
Tessa's time. Okay.
It's cool how you ran around the room doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm winded. Okay. First day of fall was sometime this week of September.
I love the week of September.
Do you remember?
September Santa, birthday boys, shout out. Shout out, guys. Mm. They're listening, I'm sure.
Okay, it's Tessa's time. So, it's fall. Everyone has a fall bucket list, okay?
I fundamentally disagree with the
idea of a fall bucket list.
Well, yeah, explain, please, because I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so when the air gets a little bit crisper, when the leaves in the trees start to get a little bit browner.
I understand what the seasons are. I just don't get, how could you have a bucket list for a season? Isn't that like for your whole life?
When the days get a little bit shorter.
And the pigskin starts flying. And the pilgrims are making peace with Squanto.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself. So I looked up like fall bucket list because I wasn't sure. So bucket list traditionally is like, what do you want to do before you die?
Right. Well, that makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, because
you put all your ideas in a bucket like people do.
Yeah. You toss them in a bucket.
And then when you get to the bottom of the bucket, there's no more paper. Then you put the bucket on your head and you jump.
Is that what it's from?
That's why that one guitar player, Buckethead, can go so hard.
Because
he's marked for death.
All right, so I looked up bucket list on Pinterest because that's where you go to find all things fall and all things bucket list fall.
We should post our podcast there, maybe get some traction.
Maybe.
Other social media avenues haven't been doing it anymore.
Twitter's been okay. So here are a few highlights from this fall bucket list I found. Drink a pumpkin spice latte. Classic.
So right now you are reading the quintessential fall bucket list.
Yeah, this was put together by Pop Sugar. Not sponsored, but we'll take it if you want to. Which is a website targeted towards women. Sorry. some of the other things, watch the season premieres. I know this guy, Jack, he's all into that.
I was actually never introduced on this episode, so they're not going to know who that is. I'm remembering now that we never said my name.
Go apple picking. That's another one. Classic. I liked this one. Ogle a guy in a pea coat.
What? That's on the bucket list?
Look at it. We read it and weep, baby. we also got on here dress in layers and leggings. Classic. crunch leaves. Sure. Let's see here. Visit a street fair. No, thank you. I do not like crowds. Oops. Let's see here. Wear Uggs. Yes, please.
A lot of this is like seems pretty practical. Like,
yeah.
Put on enough layers to survive.
Sure.
Crunch leaves.
Well, okay. Let me get to the most practical one. Host a chili cook-off.
Why do you have to host it?
Yeah, you can't just have one, or you can't participate.
Why can't I just go to one? I like even participating is a huge like.
How do you know that there's even going to be one existing? You have to host it.
But if everyone has this fall bucket list from Pop Sugar, then we're all going to have our own chili cook-off.
Oh my god, there's going to be so many chili cook-offs. And, whoa, what happened?
You just jammed me up. I'm sorry. It's really hurting. I'm sorry.
No, but like, sometimes you have to be the change you want to see in the world. And sometimes you have to be the host of the chili cook-off you want to see in the fall bucket list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what else is on there? That was probably the best one. I'm sorry.
Go on a hayride. Stay warm in a cozy cardigan.
Again, a lot of this is just practical advice.
Break out the blankets.
Brush your teeth. Go to bed. Make sure to eat enough food.
Splash in puddles.
Splash in puddles. That's wrong.
You think?
That's a one-way ticket to hypothermia.
Okay. So this is where it gets a little bit like a little saucy again.
Yeah, do a bunch of eyebrow stuff. They can see you.
I feel like when I do the eyebrow stuff and like I put my eyes like this, scope out some Movember man scruff.
Obviously, I like the way you're saying that, but not the words you're saying.
Well, do you like maybe inhaling the crisp fall air? The crisp
air. It's literally telling you to breathe, like inhale.
But yeah, but only inhale the crisp fall air.
This fall bucket list seems like hosting a chili cook-off, which is one crazy thing, and the rest of it's just like, this is what you need to stay alive.
Yes. It sounds more like a fail bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah. Fail fuck it list.
All right, and that's been two.
Well, before we close it up.
Guys,
please send us your fall bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Activities.
Yeah. So you can comment in iTunes, Apple Podcast.
Yeah, if we got a review on
Apple, oh my god,
that'd be so funny.
Even if it's bad.
Oh, I can't imagine it being good.
Well, even if it's like lukewarm.
From like Tim Kalpakis one, like stop talking about my band. This is another.
Yeah, please stop. You're damaging our brand and our band. Our band's brand.
All right, you can close up Tessa's time. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Well, I wanted to say what my my top fall bucket list item is.
Okay, this is yours, not from the Pop Sugar list.
No, this is not. I mean, it might be on there. It's a very long list. But my fall bucket list is to...
I really thought you had something, the way you set this up.
Me too.
I just thought you'd find it.
Oh, you know what I want to do? I want to sip some hot apple cider while I'm all cozied up in very cute of fall attire.
So you just combine some already on their list.
And then ogle man scruff and pea coats.
Don't forget to breathe.
What is your fall bucket list item?
My fall bucket list item is to commit seppuku. All right, and now we're done with Tessa's time.
Tessa's time!
We're moving on to our next segment. Boys About Town.
Oh, the Boys About Town!
Gave me the face like that one girl.
Which one that's... Oh, Chloe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was like really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay, so what are the boys up to this week? What are the sloppy boys doing? What are they up to?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, Tim and Mike went on Doughboys.
Oh, that's fun. That's a podcast.
Yeah. It's like this, but it's super popular and good.
Okay. Sure. I'm familiar with them.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you obviously know about the Doughboys.
Yeah.
Nick Weiger, Mike Mitchell.
Sure.
Yeah. They went on this week. So definitely give that a listen.
Now I want to see what restaurant they eat at. That's what they do?
Yes. You're saying that's so dismissive, like what we're doing is so much like so avant-garde.
Well, I mean, Patton Oswalt is going to be on the show, so.
Yeah. And we would love to have the Slappy Boys himself on, or just one of our listeners who wants to call in.
Or just t-shirts.
Yeah, we'd like to have them on the show.
We'd wear them on the show. Okay, what else is up?
Jeff was trying to get rid of a chair on Instagram stories.
Jefferson?
Yeah, Jeffers.
He was trying to get a... I don't follow him on Instagram.
You shouldn't say that.
Sorry.
I feel like he's getting the short end of the stick. Please, somebody tell us what Jeff is doing for work or something so we can give him a shout out.
Well, it sounds like he's selling antiques.
That's not his full-time job. He was giving it away. He's like, come pick it up.
Oh, he's giving it away?
Yeah.
Did someone take it?
I would guess so. This was on, like, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then watch Sarah Silverman's show on Hulu. Tim's writing for...
Packers. That's his nickname, remember?
Cal Packers.
Yeah, it's Packers.
Well, I mean, you could see how our audience would be thinking football, since we were talking about the fall bucket list.
Football! Yes. Okay, so watch Sarah Silverman.
I Love You, America. That's the show.
Sorry, our producer, Stella, just went for my foot.
Stella is a cat.
And she's also our producer.
Well, I know, but just want to, you know, don't want to get involved in any, like, hashtag is Tessa okay?
Like, yeah, who is Stella?
Hashtag save Tessa. Hashtag me Tessa.
Me Tessa.
Yeah, okay. So, that's all we had planned. Tessa's checked out.
No,
Stella's checked out.
Stella looked very cute, so I was taking photos.
Okay.
I'll put it on the Instagram.
Good. tune in next week. We go through the second track on the album.
Hell yeah. Or was I supposed to say what it is?
No, it's fine. Keep doing it, guys. You are our lifeblood. Our fans are everything to us.
Yeah.
We love you. Also, Tessa, do you have any shows to promote?
Comedy shows?
All right. Thanks, everyone.
I don't know. Why was I going to play? I was like, oh, you know, it'd be fun as if we played the rest of the song as an outro.
Oh, sure.
But then you changed your password to
I
your
didn't.
Phone.
It's 258-258.
Don't steal it, everyone.
Well, if you get to my phone, you can have it.
That's fair.
Have a good week.
Yeah, and stay. Well, wait, what did we say? Party on?
That's definitely Wayne's World, right?
Yeah.
Keep slopping.
Keep slopping.
And then edible arrangement.
Keep partying. Thanks, guys.
Hey, kid, can you tell me what's Australian for beer? I think that went really well. I think people are really...